Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Austin, Texas country with 95.9. Also heard on our affiliate at 98.5. My name's Eric Raines. His name, the Country Radio Hall of Famer, won Barbecue Bob Cole in his Masters shirt today.
Do you ever find yourself just staring at the sky at night before we introduce our guest?
Oh, I love the sky at night.
Especially
when the stars are out or it's a full moon like it's going to be this weekend.
There's no rush on this, but there's going to be a couple of meteor showers that are supposed to be spectacular, not only in terms of how impressive it'll be, but how rare they are and how long it'll be till you get the next one. One is the Lyridge Meteor Shower, and the best place to see it in America, once again, like that, what was that dang lunar eclipse? Or, no, solar eclipse.
One of those.
It's going to be Dripping Springs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was...
But assuming it's not cloudy, they're going to happen a lot later this month. Well, about 11 days from now will be the peak day on April 21st. But should be able to start to see these meteor showers known as the, if you care, the...
I care.
Well, it's good.
It'll
be 151 years before they come again. Now, there will be. What's that?
Come again?
This has got something to do with the comet Thatcher. And it's called.
Okay.
They're called the.
Now you're nerding out, Bob.
They're called the Lyridge Meteor Shower. And you'll see 20 meteors an hour. Now, wait a minute.
But wait, there's more.
The last one is in May, there's going to be another. Big old meteor shower thing that's also really rare. And you'll see as you watch the sky long between April 19th and May 20th. As we get closer, I'll remind you, okay? Yeah, thanks a lot. 50 meteors an hour will zoom across our sky. This is debris, actually, that's left over from the time the Halley's Comet. Remember Halley's Comet?
I do.
It's probably going to wipe us out. Halley's Comet doesn't come around again here, by the way, for another 76 years. And it's predicted to be just something we'll be able to watch without it hitting us. So that's good news. Don't have bad news for you there. Dripping Springs, again, will be the best place to watch these two different sets.
Can we go to 7-Eleven and get some goggles for this one?
No. These are meteor showers. You probably need binoculars.
Maybe I could use the last ones for my solar eclipse where we all went out in the backyard. We all thought that was so dumb until it wasn't. And then it was really, really cool.
So Erica informs me, because he keeps up with this better than I do, but I've heard this guy's name. You talk about big stars and meteoric rises. This guitar player is apparently like a real Chet Atkins on speed or something.
Ronnie Bowen's in studio with us.
Hey.
Mr. Bowen, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you guys.
Are you any kin to Wade Bowen? Any relation?
No.
Are you tired of being asked that question?
Yeah, no, for real. I've played a show with him, and we talked about it, but I don't think we're related.
Yeah, and then, of course, Collins Johnson, we talked about him. He's been on with us before. Good morning, Collins.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Collins is one of the main guy behind the annual John Lockhart. It's a golf tournament, right?
Yep, it is, Bob.
Yeah. Well, that's the foundation. Let's start
foundation.
There.
This particular event's a golf tournament, but we got some other stuff coming up, too.
Yeah. John Lockhart, for a lot of people, everyone.
You have a song?
Yes, we can find some John Lockhart coming up. I think a lot of people knew him from the band Suede. Suede still, to me, is probably the consummate cover band.
And he used to join us on the radio the time.
He and Robert Wagner would come in all the time and sing on a Funk Friday.
And a young man, he got sick. And you think, well, he'll fight it. He'll be all right. Yeah.
Colon cancer. How many years ago?
5 years ago, March 29th.
And Collins, I would call you his best friend. Fair enough.
I was there with him every day.
You're holding his hand when he lost his battle.
I was there every day. Well, he found his peace. And, it was a hard day for all of us. But there's one thing John taught us was how to be strong and rely on his faith and the impact he made here.
Well, he wrote that in that song. He believed in or what's it called?
Woo woo. That was a lot of Randy Cohen right there. That's Randy's big.
Yeah, there's some other metaphorical meaning.
I always thought
that
song "Loop of Love" was about swingers.
or it's about a great philosophy of life. One or the other.
Wait, listen when you listen really close. Yeah, I love the song though.
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, exactly. But talk about John Lockhart Foundation and John Lockhart and what you guys have done and continue to do.
Well, first, thank you both, Bob and Eric, for having me on yet again and letting me come in here and kind of share the message from the John Lockhart Foundation. And as you guys know, and we talk about this a lot, Eric, the bad thing about cancer is it's rough and it's hard. The only good silver lining is it gives you a little time. And as he had that time, we sat and discussed how John could keep serving this community and giving back to this community.
Excuse me, Collins. I have ADD. I am just remembering the last time you were on and being impressed, as I imagine people listening are right now. This guy, Collins Johnson, he could host a talk show better than you and me, Eric.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Remember me telling you that?
Oh, yeah. He walked out.
You are good.
Well, first of all, you thought it was Parker McCollum's dad first.
Yeah. I think we had the same helicopter.
That's right. That's it.
Hey, speaking of that, we'll go back. I promise you, we will, to the John Lockhart Foundation. This helicopter deal yesterday in the Hudson River, New York, killing six. And that was a up-to-date, great helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, it looks like the rotary rotors and the tail rotor came off. And don't those have to intersect? So I'm hearing all kinds of theories, and I know you don't know. But, man, that shouldn't happen and doesn't happen, but it can happen.
What shouldn't.
Do you think? You have how many helicopters?
Well, just one.
Last time I talked to you, you had two or three.
Well, I had the plane, the Hawker 400 jet, too, at that time. But
you just sold one or something.
Yeah, that's right.
So you fly them?
Well, not solo. I've got a pilot. I prefer to be sitting in the back seat enjoying myself or on my computer working.
Well, seriously, you're easier to insure if you're not flying.
Correct. Well, to insure a pilot, they got to have a lot more hours than me. But I fly it a lot with my pilot sitting in there with me. But I'm good at flying it. It's that landing part that you want to make sure you're real good at.
And this one going inverted upside down into the roof.
I haven't read that whole story, Bob. I know it's heartbreaking because it looked like it was just some tourists doing a tourist.
It was.
And I don't know if he had to auto-rotate and.
No, that's the thing. He could not auto-rotate. That much we do know.
Okay.
Because he lost, the overhead rotor and the tail.
Mm. So that was a single engine helicopter then.
But you had no control.
Yeah, that's just, I got motorcycles and I got things that fly and things that float. And about every week or so, somebody sends me some report somewhere in the country.
Yeah.
Somebody that got in a motorcycle accident or a plane crash or a helicopter accident or their boat blew up. And I'm just like, it's always a reason for people that love me to try to get me to quit doing these things. And so far it hadn't worked.
You've been blessed,
I didn't read that whole article. I was busy yesterday evening, and I had to get up early this morning and do a bunch of things.
And I've only read a little on it, but seeing the video is that
didn't the tail just fall off a little light?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. As well as there's no top rotor blade by the time it turns upside down.
God,
and then your mind won't even process it. Yeah.
You know, it's That's the risky thing. And generally, when we're flying over water, if we can, we try to stay over a bridge. If we're flying at night.
He missed the George Washington Bridge. Maybe he apparently knew, allegedly, that there was some kind of trouble before it went totally south. So maybe that's why he got over water. But a few feet, he'd hit the bridge.
Well, you may want to be over land if you can auto-rotate.
He couldn't auto-rotate.
Yeah, so he was just in a
bad spot. That was my first reaction. Why didn't he auto-rotate down to the water?
Yeah.
Explain for the people that have no clue what auto-rotate means.
Collins knows. It's a way without any power you can land that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Once you've lost
engine. It's a hard landing.
When you have engine. Oh, yeah. You're going to feel it, but you're going to live through it. That's the thing.
But at least you're landing on the skids.
Exactly.
I've only been up in a helicopter three times. Once was with
Once
Collins.
Was with me.
We flew.
Oh, really?
We went to have some barbecue one day.
Yeah,
glad you didn't blow any money on that trip.
By way of downtown Austin.
Yeah, and we rode around in Austin. Yeah, that's how you go get barbecue.
Nothing
man.
Makes a more grand entrance, oh, does
yeah.
it?
Right?
Landing James Bond. Where do we go?
We flew to Kreitz's in Lockhart, but first we flew through downtown Austin and got permission to go right through the town, and we were actually below the elevation of the skyscrapers. So
the airport to give you permission? Just,
well, yeah, I mean, we just
Starflight.
Stay in touch with the tower, yeah, the Austin.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
It's neat. I enjoyed it.
I'll bet.
That's the way to roll right there.
Yeah. It's the best way to
travel.
Well,
thanks for that topical information, because it stunning.
Yeah, it's so heartbreaking. This morning when I was scanning the news real quick, I saw the picture of the family standing there before they took off. And
yeah,
it
they
just
took
hit.
A picture with how great this is going to be.
We're just hit see, home. It was so bad.
We're going to see New York City in a way that a lot of people can't see it.
One day I may quit flying helicopters. There's only so many more of those I want to see, but for now, I guess I'm still going to be.
Yeah, let's go eat barbecue one more time.
Yeah, let's go do a couple more things. Yeah,
Bobby should go with us.
Man, I'd love it.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
You got a good pilot anyway.
Yeah, I got a darn good pilot. It won't be me. I'll fly you real good, but first time he taught me to land, we were landing at my ranch, and he showed me which pasture to land in, and I missed it by about 300 yards.
It's hard.
Pretty soon he said, "Hey, Collins, I'm going to teach you how to land at an airport on a runway where we can get you to land on a number." So we flew.
All I understand, Collins, is so different from fixed-wing aircraft.
Almost, yeah, it's completely different.
And guys like Jim Swartner, master pilots and fixed wing decide one day it's going to be a lot easier for me to check on my cattle if I get a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and learns it. And he'd been doing it. He after he got a helicopter and got a license, he said, "Bob, come on out with me." I said, "Jim, I'll come out in your little Cessna jet anytime."
I feel like a drone might be cheaper to check on a cattle.
You get a bunch of hours on a helicopter, then we'll look at it.
Get more hours, yeah. Well, you land a helicopter at almost 90% power. Your fixed wing, you're going to come in single engine fixed
cutting
wing.
Power.
You're cutting power. You're landing at slow speed. You know, you're cutting your power almost all the way back. But a helicopter, you're fighting your own rotor wash, your own hurricane force winds coming back at you. So you're landing that thing, and literally you're using every finger, every hand, feet, pedals, and you're at almost 90% power coming in.
Especially in the city, isn't like the toughest thing, kind of like a hot air balloon landing, trying to stay away from power lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And making sure you know what you're landing on, you know. You want as flat a ground as you can get. And we can land on some slopes, but you got to be a little careful with how you position those landings for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, man, thanks for the aviation information.
But that's why we don't fly a lot at night, so we can see what's beneath us. When
right,
we're
right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, we get to the guitar playing and the information on the big. When is the golf benefit, though?
It's going to be May 1st this year. It's our fifth annual golf tournament. For those of you that haven't been out to it, you need to come. It is the best golf tournament in this town. It's a ton of fun. All the proceeds go to support and advocate for children that are the victims of crime and abuse. And we're keeping John's legacy alive of giving back to this community. But it's fun. I mean, we've got guns given away. We've got a lot of music signed and autographed and sports signed and autographed memorabilia. We've got some cool stuff, a lot of fun stuff happening out on the course, some really cool things out on the holes. We'll have live music. Ronnie Bowen's going to be gracious enough to donate his time and come serve the community that day and play for everybody at the end of the deal. So we always have a big dinner, award ceremony, and then we've got some live music with Ronnie Bowen this year. And it's out at Grey Rock Golf Course down south. And it really is just, I mean, it's a fun day. It is a really, really fun day. And we do big things. We're proud of this. We are one of the most profitable golf tournaments out there because of how much people contribute their time and donate, you know, resources and the participation we get. We sell out every year, and all of those proceeds, 100% of them, go to help children that are in need in our community that have suffered as victims of some level of crime and abuse.
Before we break, where would they go if they want to sign up for this golf tournament?
They can go to Google the John Lockhart Foundation, and that'll take them to our website. And they can sign up for it right there. I can also send you the information if you...
Yeah, I'm going to put it up on our website today as well.
And or the John Lockhart information. Well, stick with us because, you know, Rodney Bowen's going to play. And we'll have more information here. But I know a lot of folks got to get off to work by 9 o'clock or whatever. So Google, if nothing else in the meantime, and find out more about the annual foundation benefit, the John Lockhart Golf Tournament coming up in just a few weeks.
Think I'm going to be there.
You better.
Now we'll have a crowd.
Last time I was there, I had to leave early.
We're not going. We won't talk about that.
What, is that where you had a heart attack or what?
No.
Oh goodness.
We got locked out of our building, Bob. We'll talk about that later. Coming up. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Austin, Texas Country. You found 95.9. Also on the Odyssey app. If you download that app, you can take us with you anytime, anywhere. AUDACY. The Price of Admission. That's the name of the new album coming out. New music from Turnpike Troubadours. It's called Ruby Ann. I'm Eric, alongside Bob Cole, 9-11. Special guest in studio, Collins Johnson. Good morning, Collins Johnson.
Howdy, howdy. Good morning.
Tell me about Ronnie Bowen. How'd you find him? Now, because you're working, not only... what do you do in real life, first of all?
Actually, that's what Bob asked me last time. I mean, I can't keep up, but I say my passion and my favorite thing I do is developing real estate, mostly second home resort style communities. But I invest in a lot of different businesses, and... these days, that includes a little bit of music.
So you invested in a singer-songwriter, Ronnie Bowen.
That's correct.
And by the way, Ronnie, you're playing tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Josh Abbott Band, Hotspot, Cedar Park, which to me is, if you haven't been there, that is truly one of the best productions as far as sound and lights and staging.
Oh, it's great.
You're right. It's so nice, and it's such an easy setup, and the guys there are so professional. And I'm excited. We play at 7 o'clock tonight.
We're last band that I saw there was Cinderella.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Like Shake Me, straight from the 80s. No, I'm lying. This is going to tell you what kind of music I used to live on. It was Stryper.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Ronnie's looking at me like him.
Well, I think both of those, he might be a little young.
Christian metal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, Cinderella was not. It was 80s metal, 80s yeah. hair band, Stryper, you know, Isaiah 53.5, by his stripes were healed. Well, I remember all that.
Weren't you in a hair band once in your...
When I had hair? Yeah. And spandex. I still have all my old spandex and wore guy liner back in the day, but yeah.
Oh, goodness.
What'd you play? You
play drums, yeah.
Oh, drums. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last show I saw there was Suede's 15th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Up on stage with them. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Sold out.
So you'll be there tonight starting at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Cedar Park, hot spot, great spot. And you've got guitar in hand. What are you going to sing for us?
The song's called Same Gone. We just wrote it the other day with my buddy Gunnar Latham. And the song's pretty cool. Did a little drop D. Nice. You guys want to check it out? Buddies call me up around 5 o'clock. Said they got dollar beers at the Obu Stomp. That's the best damn deal in this whole town. Hell, I got a couple dollars saved up for a round. She walks in the door about 7 on the dot. I could squeeze a beer in, but I might get caught. She's been looking for a reason to leave. Hell, am I gonna give her just what she needs? Gone in the blink of an eye. One turns to two and two turns to five. Long necks in my hand. Neon lights got me buzzing again. I ain't leaving, she won't be home. It's hard to believe from what I seen. It's a different kind of meaning, but the same gone. The same gone. I just saw the lights come on. Heard the bartender call, last call. The missing her ain't gonna last long. Cause somebody's got a party going on. And I'll be gone in the blink of an eye. One turns to two and two turns to five. Long necks in my hand. Neon lights got me buzzing again. I ain't leaving, she won't be home. It's hard to believe from what I seen. It's a different kind of meaning, but the same gone. The same gone. When I get back, I'm gonna crack me a beer and send her high in the atmosphere. Cause I'm gone in the blink of an eye. One turns to two and two turns to five. Long necks in my hand. Neon lights got me buzzing again. I ain't leaving, she won't be home. It's hard to believe from what I seen. It's a different kind of meaning, but the same gone. Same gone. Same gone.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you guys.
Ronnie Bowen live. Ronnie, you are the absolute first artist that we've had live play music.
Oh, wow.
In our 95 Nexus, 95.9 Texas Country studios.
The latest new studios.
Yeah, the latest new studios. Yeah, we have, I mean, we've only been, Bob, how long have we been over here?
7 months,
Yeah. But over here in this new studio.
About 2 weeks, we're sharing microphones because we're one microphone short. We have four. We need five.
We're good.
Would you visit with Brad and Casey on that
today? Oh, yeah. I'll request some.
Casey most logically will be first.
Yeah. I'm not going to beg for more equipment. We're just kind of getting this rolling. Good job, Ronnie. Playing tonight, Hotspot, Cedar Park. Where else are you playing if you want to plug your website and plug your music right quick?
Yeah, you can just find me on Ronnie Bowen on Instagram or, I have all my links on there or on Spotify, iTunes, Ronnie Bowen. I have a song called Texas Boy out right now. I'm about to release my first full-length album. So
that's where you come in, Collins Johnson.
Yeah. That's where I come in to help.
Hey, we're writing some really cool songs. I'm excited to do a little showcase tonight of them.
Oh, yeah. We got some good ones coming up.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like something gratuitous you say when you have somebody in the studio and they do a good job. You say, oh, nice job. Man, you've got everything it takes to be a star. I mean, that's some goods. You're good.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate
it. I mean, you walked
that.
In here. I said, he ain't much. But it turns out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I knew I should have put my hair down. Yeah.
No, you got the look. That
means a lot
well.
Coming from Bob Cole.
No,
I really
man, seriously.
That.
I mean, that was blow me away status. And, you know, when you've heard a lot of folks, the only thing you got to factor into that, gosh, you know, we've seen a lot of great talented folks. And then it's, you know, timing is so much and the support, but you've got Collins behind you and count us in for what little that is. But, man, you're good.
I really and
you,
appreciate
you, you and another guy wrote
and
that.
I appreciate you, Collins.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is, this is great. Man. This is awesome. It's been so much fun, everything we've been doing and these adventures we've taken so far. And I know we're going to do a lot more.
We're having a good go at it. We're having a lot of fun. But one of the things it takes is a lot of work ethic, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication.
And,
and Ronnie has no problems committing all of himself to this. And
so basically, you've been in other bands, and you are.
Yes.
Playing the guitar.
Yes, guitar and vocals and songwriting as well. And it's like a blues rock reggae band. So we put the reggae factor in it. We're called Otic Empire. And we've been playing for, 10 years. And we've played ACL and done some tours and stuff like that. And it's really cool. But getting into the Texas country music, living in Texas, being born in Victoria, kind of my roots.
Back to his roots.
It's interesting because it's a clique.
Yes.
And you probably know that.
Yes.
And you really, if you're not in, you're not in. And you kind of have to get to play the festivals, to get the guys, to get to go play some of, it very much is a, can you get in the circle?
Yeah.
Can you relate to that? Or
I could so relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I'm in, I know all the guys, we're friends and stuff like that, but I don't live in California.
And this is anecdotal. I've been around it for 20, 30 years. Now, the guy who is captain of the wheelhouse in this is Eric. But, I've introduced some guys to the clique you're talking about. And there's a personality and a sound or a style you got to have to make that. It is, and you have it. I mean, I say for sure he's got that. But let's ask Mr. Wheelhouse.
No,
I put you on the spot.
No, I thought it was.
It was your idea to have him here, I guess.
No, it's. Yeah. I think the music's good. I think it'll work. Fitting in and working in, that's a whole different story. But you know that for a fact about they're grinding all these years.
Well, that's why I think that the Texas country is going to work so much better.
Yeah.
Because I do fit in with this.
Right.
And I live here. And this is, these are the people I'm around. And I go into the reggae side. And I'm like, well, I don't live in California. I can't go to their parties. I can't mingle and meet all the people I need
Those are fun parties, though.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah. So are you done with your other project? Are you still kind of...
No, I'm still
doing
it.
Got the toe in that until this other takes off and...
I still have shows. And
right. That's part of it.
I'm always going to...
You
got to
pay the bills?
Yeah, got to pay the bills.
There you go. I get that. You will be playing the 5th Annual John Lockhart Foundation Golf Tournament, which, again, Collins, is coming up.
May 1st, Gray Rock Golf Course.
Yeah. Are you looking for sponsors for that?
We still have a few openings for sponsors, and we've still got a few teams left to sell. This is when they start all going fast. So I'd recommend anybody that wants to be a part of it, find us, John Lockhart Foundation, online, and get your spots now.
For people that weren't tuned in last hour, John Lockhart, Suede. He also worked in with real estate in that community.
He was a title rep. Yeah.
Right.
And as a developer, he handled all of my stuff. Of course, John would handle all of my stuff.
And still does on some level.
And he still does. Austin yeah. Title actually is gracious enough to still pass along some commissions that John would have made had he be alive to our foundation. I tell them they don't have to wine or dine me or take me to play golf or any of that. John's still my rep, basically. And 5 years after he's passed away, he's still my rep. And they still pay his commission to the foundation, so we can't thank them enough.
And part of the foundation, you guys have built a stage, Children's Advocacy. There's a big, when you say that, you aren't just taking a little bit of money and saying that and throwing big parties. Y'all built some live music to try to help kids.
Absolutely. We built a big stage, which is the John Lockhart stage, and we got a plaque out there with some information about John on the campus for the Center for Child Protection. In fact, yesterday I was watching some of the videos they sent of all the kids doing an Easter egg hunt and some stuff all around that stage. And I just warm my heart to see every time I see them do some sort of theater or music or just, you know, get the groups together on that stage. It just melts my heart to see that. So we also continue to do ongoing maintenance to that stage. So it's
again, to find out about how you could help with the foundation or be a part of the golf tournament. And we're going to put all this up on the website as we get closer to the golf tournament. But I,
JohnLockhartFoundation.com. Yeah, or you can Google us. And but again, May 1st, we've got just a handful of spots left to play. We got a few sponsorships left. Great group, good mixed bag of professionals and artists and people out playing in this tournament. A lot of exposure, but it is just one heck of a good time, and all the money goes to a great cause. And it's fun. And after we have the live music with Ronnie, we've got the dinner, we've got the awards. If you just want to come out for dinner, you can actually just buy dinner tickets. Come out and listen to Ronnie Bowen sing some new stuff we've been writing, and have dinner and just be a part of that part of it, the festivity part, if you'd like.
Sounds good. We'll get all that.
And you're coming, right, Eric?
I will be there.
You going to play golf with me?
I probably won't play golf.
God,
I'll ride in a golf cart with you there.
Hey, there we go.
Bob's wearing a Masters shirt.
I get to wear it once a year.
Bob walked in this morning. Of course, the Masters going on right now. And he was still standing up, which Bob never. He never, like, walks in and goes, hey, notice anything? And I'm like, okay, Bob's lost some weight. We've gone through that. And what am I? Oh, it's the little Masters logo.
I think Bob and I should probably go play golf right after this.
Oh, you don't want that. Trust me. You don't want me flying your helicopter or playing golf with you. Hey, well, I imagine you guys got to run, but if you could stay a few minutes, we give you time, Rodney. Rodney Bowen is a great singer.
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Oh, it's not Rodney? Well, let's get his name right. That could help. It's Ronnie. I was doing that off of how it sounded. I'm sorry. Ronnie Bowen. Yes, like sir. Ronnie Dunn or Wade Bowen.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
I see what you did
always there. Always got to find little tricks
to
remember
the
stuff.
Name I was born with.
We give you just a few minutes here to prep up. Would you do one more live for us?
Of course.
Here on Friday. Great.
Yeah.
Great. You okay on time?
Yeah, no, I'm good on time. I'm already thinking about which one to do.
Helicopter sitting out there. They go when they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
landed on the roof.
Ronnie Bowen playing live next up here on 95.9 Texas. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Country.
It's Austin, Texas Country, 95.9, Eric Raines, Bob Cole, Fun Friday. We got live music in the studio. Collins Johnson, representing the John Lockhart Foundation and that Loop of Love. Before we get Ronnie to play again, golf tournament is what day?
May 1st, Grey Rock.
Several golf. People on the Prime Bank of Texas text line have asked, what day? May 1st.
May 1st.
Because y'all usually had it on like Cinco de Mayo.
We did the Cinco de Mayo, then
Cinco de Drinko.
Yeah.
Mariachi Banda.
De Mayo. Now we're Uno de Mayo.
Yeah. So all right.
Same
yeah.
theme, just you know, a little off on
the. All right. And Ronnie will be playing out there. Ronnie Bowen live in studio. Don't get it confused. Ronnie is playing tonight. Hotspot in Cedar Park opening up for the Josh Abbott Band. You said that it's almost sold out, pretty close to, but tickets still available for you?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. It was 97% sold out yesterday.
That's pretty close. So. Yeah, should be a lot of fun and perfect weather for an outdoor venue. And I'll say it again, if you haven't been to the Hotspot, for my money, that's one of the best places to see live music around Central Texas as far as the production. Even when it rains, it's not raining, but they got the AstroTurf down out there, which is great. It's just, it's big, it's open, great lights and sound. If I was a band, I want to play that stage. Yeah, big time. Ronnie in studio, what are you going to play for us?
This song is called Texas Boy.
Texas Boy. Before you play it, where'd it come from?
I wrote it with this guy named Baby Bash out in Houston, and just kind of talking about all the, you know, there's farmers, there's cowboys, and there's different types of Texans.
Sure.
And I'm born and raised in Texas. I was born in Victoria. And so I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know, who I really am is a Texas boy. That's just through and through. I just do Texas stuff. You know,
right.
I'm not a farmer. I'm not a traditional cowboy, but I'm a Texas boy.
Right. I like it. Let's hear it.
All right.
Over the hills in Austin, through the rivers of San Marcos, on the beaches of Padre, from Funky Town to the Gulf of Mexico, my roots run deep. I am who I am. I don't follow no sheep. I'm a one woman man, in boots or bare feet, the sun on my skin. Deep in the heart of Texas is where I'm in. I'm a Texas boy, in my Texas ways, getting Texas money, getting Texas paid. Them southern skies and the starlights got her favorite Yeti cup in her hand. Damn, it feels good to be in Tejas, watching them southern girls getting down. My roots run deep. I am who I am. I don't follow no sheep. I'm a one-woman man, in boots or bare feet, the sun on my skin. Deep in the heart of Texas is where I'm in. I'm a Texas boy in my Texas ways, getting Texas money, getting Texas pain. This is the part where I'd be like, who here is born and raised in Texas? Roots run deep, I am who I am. I don't follow no sheep, I'm a one-woman man. In boots or bare feet, the sun on my skin. Deep in the heart of Texas is where I'm in. I'm a Texas boy in my Texas ways, getting Texas money, getting Texas paid.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
This is that crowd go wild. I thought he was going to say, I'm a Texas boy in my Texas ways. What was the other part?
Getting Texas money. Getting
Texas. I thought he was going to say, I was like, oh, he's going there. But you didn't.
But everybody
what are you
thought
talking
it
about?
Yeah. I was like, okay, he's going to change it up
Ronnie,
a little bit.
Ronnie Bowen.
Good job, Ronnie.
He is the singer. And, man, really, thanks for sticking around and doing that.
Hot thank spot you tonight in Cedar Park, part of the Big John Lockhart 5th Annual Foundation Golf Tournament, May 1st.
May 1st, Grey Rock.
All right, JohnLockhartFoundation.com.
Oh, yeah. So, intriguing songwriting. I like it. It does beckon the question, you're getting Texas money. Is that good or bad? I mean, cause if you're a musician, it may not be. I don't know where it might be the highest, but
well, it's not good if you're doing reggae.
Matter of perspective.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah,
these are all matters of perspective.
Absolutely. Hey, it is of course the Masters weekend, and our weather. I don't know about there might be some rain out there. Is what we were told. I don't rely on that.
At the Masters.
Yeah, but I will tell you this: we have a relatively warm weekend with a whole bunch of wind that'll start tonight. With gusts all weekend, 30, 35 miles an hour, high fire danger, but no rain. Of course, no rain increases that likelihood of a wildfire breakout. 87 today, 88 to 90 tomorrow, about 90 on Monday. The next possible rain in the forecast will be Easter weekend, which, by the way, is next weekend. Did you know that?
I did. Yeah. Holy Week starts Sunday, Palm Sunday. You got Good Friday coming up, and then you got Easter Sunday.
Technically,
go to church because your mama wants you to, even if you don't want to. Promise you. If you want to make your mama happy, go to church on Easter Sunday.
And if you're up tonight and care about a full moon, the pink moon, or actually, you'll see the moon rising at 7:22. I'm not right. Yeah, rising 7:22 tomorrow night. But it sure looked full this morning. It is if you like to gaze at the moon.
I do.
Pretty dang.
You know what that means? Is people going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. On a Friday and a full moon.
Yeah.
It is the prescription, cops will tell you. And
I'm at a club.
One other thing.
Extra security coming in.
Where is this festival you are emceeing all weekend?
Central Texas State Fair. That it's the Cadence Bank Center, which to me was always the Bell County Expo Center. They got a big sponsor, Cadence Bank. Sponsoring a lot of stuff here lately. But, yeah, that's where I graduated high school in circa 1989. Old boy, but, yeah. Last night was Fluffy. Do y'all know Fluffy, the comedian?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Oh, of course.
Gabrielle. Some say fat.
Oh, I do know.
You
who
call
that
me fat.
Is.
I'm just
hilarious.
Fluffy. Yeah, he was there, and I got to go up along with Ronnie Schuff, and there was two of us on stage, and I told a joke.
Oh yeah, yeah. Eric said, "You want to hear the joke I told on stage last night? I've never told a joke in front of how many people?
It's probably 5,000 people." And I thought
did one laugh at least one?
Yeah, there was a few. There's a few moans and groans. Like he went.
I said, "Yeah, what was his joke?" This is off the air. This is before we went on the air this morning, and Eric said, I want to tell you on the air so I get your real reaction.
Cody Braun told me the joke at Music Fest after a couple of beverages, and I couldn't stop laughing. It wasn't as funny last night. I'll tell it to you. Now, it takes a little bit of a help because it's kind of a knock-knock, too. All right, here we go. Why did Janie fall off the swing? Because she had no arms. All right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Not Janie. See, exactly. That's the way it went last night too.
Let's counsel before your next.
I know. I was told, and then Ronnie Shove was like, "Man, you offended a bunch of people." I'm like, "Raise your hand if I offended you." And then finally, some people laughed.
Yeah, the person with no arms who couldn't raise their hand.
See what I'm saying? I'm sorry if you heard that and you have no arms.
Double down, huh?
You,
right?
Oh man,
yeah. That's all. Like, Lord, please forgive.
I know. I don't know. He's laughing. Ronnie.
I don't know what he's laughing at.
I like
though.
The cringe part of it.
Oh, it's my favorite. Yeah. No, there was. But you were telling in front of, let's be really honest. I was telling in front of a bunch of people. They were really excited about hearing comedy. And it is interesting. It's a different dynamic because, I mean, you can be on stage all you want to and try to be funny. But when people are ready to laugh, they'll laugh at just about anything.
You can't make those people laugh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And our other guest, if you joined us late, besides a wonderful singer we're finding out about today, Ronnie Bowen, is this guy that does a lot of good in our community, Collins Johnson. And Collins, I should say. You got an S on the name, right?
Got an S.
Collins. Off the air, everybody was kind of exchanging information for some reason about what we had to do today on a Friday. Collins said, because that's why I asked you on the air a little while ago, he got another minute to stick around, do another song, because Collins says, man, I got to call Ted Nugent and then go meet him, and then I got to get my helicopter down to Parker McCollum so we can hang out a while. I'm like, dang, this guy.
Told you.
Remind me not to compare notes with who's busier today. Well, when you talk to Ted Nugent.
Tell Ted I want him on the show. I love Ted Nugent.
Well, I think he should be on
the
show. Eric, that's tacky. I was going to say, when you talk to Ted Nugent, would you see if he'll come on the program with us?
I'd do anything for you, Bob. He may not listen to little old me, but. Well,
now, his politics and yours might not line up, or maybe they will. I'm not sure.
Totally. He's way more right wing than me.
Yeah.
By far. I mean, I like to believe I'm center. And then to people that are really right wing, I am way left of center. But, you know, at the real end of the day, no, Ted is with no apology. And if you are offended or woke,
he don't care.
Screw you.
Oh, Motor City Madman. He was that way with his music.
No, he makes no apology.
He had some made the news for trouble this week. I say trouble. Fallout from people at a show or someplace he was shouting him down because of who he is and what he thinks. That's just this week.
Yeah. Well, these days you got to have security concerns when you're far right or far left.
That's true. So, yeah.
He lives up in Waco, right? Still up in that area?
Yeah, by you.
I just remember I was hosting, I was working at 107.3 The Fox Rocks, and we were doing a show for the Soldiers, and it was out of some stadium in Fort Hood, on Fort Hood. Right around when a bunch of the soldiers came home from Iraq. And so you have a bunch of our men that were ready to party. And out on this tour was Night Ranger, Bad Company, and Ted Nugent.
Oh, he'd be their guru.
That was his people.
Yeah.
And what they were doing though was they were swapping between Bad Company and Ted Nugent, who would headline every night. And we're supposed to do interviews and Ted was gonna come hang out. He was so mad that it was his turn to not be the headliner, that Bad Company was going to headline. He wanted to be in front of those people. And they had told him he does this trick, or he used to, where he would go out in front of the audience and he'd take a bow and arrow and go to front of house. Now, front of house is, it's not really close. Front of house is where the soundboard is.
Yeah.
It's probably 50, 75 yards from the stage. And he'd be in the middle of a guitar solo, run to the front of house, get a bow and arrow, light that arrow on fire, and there'd be a hay bale with a big old circle on it, and he would shoot it over the crowd and hit the, he did it after they told him not to, lit it on fire and walked off
stage.
He's
a damn good shot, but he's also sober, so that helps.
No, he's never drank.
He's a very good shot. As a matter of fact, the only time I've ever spent any time or even met Ted Nugent, if I could tell that, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, I don't think they do this anymore. They used to put on an annual wildlife expo out at their all that ground headquarters down south off of Burleson or something like that. Yeah. If they do it anymore, it's not a big 3-day deal. Anyway, they'd have me out every year to MC the celebrity clay shoot. And they had some pretty big celebrities every year. I remember this particular year, there was Nolan Ryan. And, they'd fire off that clay
disc.
There's
no rhyme.
There's no rhyme. I'm going to shoot that dang thing. And let's see, there was Fergie Jenkins, the pitcher that's in the Hall of Fame. Ted Nugent. Well, Ted, he's got a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you're emceeing, it's one person after another, and you try to narrate it and keep it entertaining or funny. So I knew he was a good shot, and then he kind of missed one, and so I got a little interchange going with him. You know, I was on the microphone, and he'd just have to shout. And I was making fun of him, kind of, you know, for missing it.
I wouldn't.
Well, the crowd was loving it.
I wouldn't. And
he turned around and said, "All right, big boy.
Oh, I bet. Let's see what you got.
Get your ass over here." Yeah,
he wasn't going to let you off the hook.
"You're going to shoot."
Yeah, he's very competitive.
No. I said, "It's okay, Mr. Nugent." He said, "You come here and shoot."
And did you?
I did. And I got it. It's like the only one I've ever got. I've shot 100 times.
Thank you, Lord.
Like maybe two I've gotten in my life.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord I got
that one.
Thank
the Lord it was that one.
So that one. So what you're saying is Ted Nugent will never come on this program.
Should have told that.
No, it went well. In fact, the last one he shot was close or something, and it only broke in half. You know, I mean, usually it shattered.
Hey, I'd take it.
I went and got it, and I had him sign it. And I just glued it together, and I kept it on the fireplace mantle for years. One day, it fell off and broke into 10,000 pieces.
Oh,
you could no longer glue it. So I need his autograph, actually, again.
Well, there you go.
On a clay pigeon, if you have one.
Look at the synergy here we got going.
I got boxes of clay pigeons.
Yeah.
I bet. Right. Warehouse, probably.
I do.
Collins can fly him down on his jet, and we can shoot arrows after the show.
Well, the reason we're talking about Ted Nugent real quick, if you don't mind, is he's playing Buck's Backyard May 10th. And so we're going to fly up. I'm going to fly up, pick him up, fly him down for that, and then fly him back. So that's at Buck's May 10th.
Oh, man, he'll be like Shane Steiner. He'll show up in a helicopter.
So, well, yeah.
Hopefully Ted will sign a sporting clay for you, Bob.
I just have to go away after that and never come out again. There'll be no reason left to live. Thank you.
He's going to ask why do you have sporting clays in the helicopter? I'm like, well, yeah. It's Bob Gold.
Need you to sign these. We're going to
shoot them out of the helicopter. Downwards.
No, that's just feral hogs.
Yeah.
That's legal in Texas.
They pay money.
Yeah.
I've done it.
In fact, you can turn them in. Who do? Texas Parks and Wildlife or somebody? You get $10 a feral hog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it ran out of money.
I got authorized years ago to be part of the eradication for the Texas Parks and Wildlife. I did a marksman course out of a helicopter.
Really?
And if you shot well enough these metal targets, then you were qualified as a marksman with the state of Texas, and you could be part of their eradication program and go up and shoot hogs in a helicopter. I never did it, but I kept shooting hogs in helicopters.
Collins, I can hear you now. But. Somebody said, "How'd you get that hog?" Oh, you just lead them a little.
You just lead them, and when you see the dust fly up, you adjust a little bit till you hit them.
What a morning. Thank you, gentlemen, here on Fun Friday.
Yeah, again, if people want to find out about the John Lahockart Foundation or get to be a part of the 5th Annual Golf Tournament May 1st, the website they would go to.
JohnLahockartFoundation.com or just Google us and you'll find us. Real quick before we get off, 11:30 a.m. is check-in, 1 p.m. is the shotgun start. It's 18-hole scramble tournament followed by Ronnie Bowen playing some music and some great food and good time.
And Ronnie, you're playing tonight, opening up for Josh Abbott. Man, what time do you guys go on?
We go on at 7 p.m.
Full band?
Yes, sir.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Eric Range, Bob Cole, Audio Radiance. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.